Oh boy. Okay, here we go. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I am somewhat messed up today. I slept weird or something, and now my neck is all messed up. And it's messed up on the same side as my bad shoulder, so I wonder if I just have bad information traveling from my shoulder into my neck. It is painful, it's very weird, it's annoying, and about all I can do is take ibuprofen and Tylenol. Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to use a brand name. About all I can take is ibuprofen and acetaminophen. And is that doing me any good? I have no idea. I am, however, drinking tea simultaneously. And it might be doing more good than the patent medicines. Oh, yeah. Oh, good tea. Good tea. So what am I doing today? Oh, not much. Nothing super exciting. It's not as sunny as it was yesterday. It's overcast a little bit. And it's raining a little bit. So I'm not going outside like we did yesterday. Yesterday was great. Yesterday we got to go to OPPD. Oh, bro, hi. What are you doing? Oh, mew, mew. You know what that sound means? That means it's time to do some kitty business. You want to transact some kitty business? Do you want to offer an IPO? Do you want to have an IPO for kitty business? An initial public offering? We can sell stock in your kitty business, and I'll be the majority stockholder. Yes, and I'll be a corporate raider. You want to sell stock in kitty business? Aye, who's a good kitty? So the cat, I got the blanket ready. Here's Pippa facing me, looking at me. Hello. Now you're going to turn around and do some kitty business? Yeah, here we go. Now Pippa is turning around a few times. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to lick the blankie. Oh, you're going to not? Okay, that's a good kitty. Oh, so, what's going on? Is there a rugby game today? Yeah, I've got no football. No football today, but I think I've got rugby at some point in time. Do I not? Wait, wasn't there supposed to be a rugby game today? Come on, you communist bastards. Maybe it was on the other channel. No. Huh. Okay, well, maybe it's tonight. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I better check for Big Bash League. Big Bash League has started. Big Bash is a cricket competition in Australia. Big Bash League. It's T20 cricket, and I love it. And the problem is, the season has started, and I haven't seen any games on TV yet. Huh, not on this stupid channel either. And it's kind of annoying me, because I want to watch Big Bash Cricket live, because it's great. Because it comes on at the best time, you know, right when I've got nothing to do. It comes on around midnight local time, give or take an hour or two. And then I get to watch it all night. And then the game ends right when I want to go to sleep. Right, Peppa? We like to watch Big Bash Cricket, huh? We like the Scorchers, and we like the Thunder, and the Heat, and the Hurricanes. If you don't know what an hurricane is, an hurricane is what they call a hurricane in Australia. They got a lot of teams named the Hurricanes too. Cricket and rugby and what else? Australia has the best team names. What are some others? the Brumbies. The ACT Brumbies. One of my favorite rugby teams. What's a Brumby, you might ask? Look it up. I had to look it up. You have to look it up too. Oh, and look what's on channel 282 tonight. The Sundance channel at 7 o'clock. We have Smokey and the Bandit. And then Smokey and the Bandit Part 2. And then Smokey and the Bandit Part 3. Yes, they actually made a Part 3. And a Part 2 for that matter. Now, will I watch it? No. Why? Because you just saw it like 3 days ago. Well, that is part of it. But I really, really hate the Sundance channel. You think the Sundance channel is going to be something great because, you know, you've heard of the Sundance Film Festival where they show all these great films, right? Well, the Sundance channel unfortunately does not live up to its namesake. They air crap. And not only do they air crap, they censor it. And the Sundance channel censors more than any other channel I've ever seen. They censor more stuff than even the broadcast networks. And it's like, okay, now you're pissing me off. Because, one, censorship. Two, when you censor a film that much, you change it to such a degree that it no longer represents what the artist intended. Once you change a movie up that much, you are changing what the director envisioned for the film, and so you're not seeing the film as it was meant to be seen. You know, and I can understand editing out a few words here and there just so you can get a PG rating and show it on TV for children and whatever, but no, Sundance Channel, they go over the top. And for a movie like Smokey and the Bandit, once you edit it for, you know, good Christian 8-year-olds to hear, you don't have the same movie anymore. I find it offensive. It offends me that there's that much censorship here in the land of, oh, it's the land of free speech. You can't censor us. Oh. What do you think about that, Pippa? Do you think it's dumb? Yeah, me and Pippa think it's dumb. Be quiet if you think it's dumb, Pippa. That's how dumb she thinks it is. It's so dumb, right? Yeah. There was something else good on today that, what was that? Something's on TCM tonight. I can't remember. Oh, I'm vaguely remembering. Yeah, sweet. Am I going to want to watch this? I just saw it not too long ago. But yeah, today at 4:30. 4:30 to 7. The Age of Innocence, starring Daniel Day-Lewis and Winona Ryder. And Michelle Pfeiffer, of course. Yeah, this is pretty good. If you like Daniel Day-Lewis, and I do, one of the greatest actors of our time, if not the greatest, this is a pretty good one. And of course, you know, Winona Ryder, when she was at her waifiest. Oh. Oh, I gotta move here. There we go. And, you know, I was telling my mom about this film not too long ago. I should probably email my mom and tell her that this is going to be on. Yeah. And you know what? We better do that right now. Damn it. That means I got to get up. Ow. Why is my shoulder and neck so weird? Wow, my neck is just super tense. It just feels like twisted up wire ropes or something. Man, am I going to have to get in the bathtub today? Probably. Am I going to be able to get my neck underwater? No. All right, so here, sit down at the computer here. Pull up the window that has my emails. Click on compose email. Ow. Because, yeah, why am I using this stupid web interface? Because I have to. And this is going to take a minute for it to come up. Oh, look at all these other tabs I have open. I bet I could close some of that. And yeah, now I gotta do the weird thing. All right, so I gotta wait. So I gotta do it blind. 1, 2, 3. We should be in the subject field. What are we doing here? Oh yeah, I gotta type one-handed here. Movie tonight. Now it comes back so I can do the thing. And now it hangs again. This is why it's such a pain to use webmail for me. This is why I prefer to use stuff like SDF. But I can't. Whereas I can use SDF to email my dad, because my dad knows what's up. Not sure if my mom would be able to deal with it. Although, I guess we could train her. Alright, so I'm putting this microphone down for a second. Movie tonight. What am I talking about? Oh yeah. Martin Scorsese's Age of Innocence. Do I know how to spell innocence? Innocence is on today. Today at 4:30 p.m. on TCM. This is a period piece. Starring Daniel Day-Lewis. Where am I going with this? And Winona Ryder, among others. It's great. Exclamation point. This is Scorsese's response to Merchant Ivory. Highly recommended. Too many M's. How do I make it erase? There we go. And send. Sending emails to my mom, telling her to watch movies. That's what I do. I make up lists of films that my mom would probably want to watch. And I was telling her about this one a couple of months ago. And I'm glad it's going to be on. Okay, it's set. And, oh, here is a message from Booper. Oh, arrived 5 minutes ago. What does Booper have to say? Sand? I watch one video from the hobby epoxy manufacturer, so I know next to nothing. Sand might be good. Okay, so yeah, let's do that business. Just because, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I say sand because others I have had used sand. Less space between grains for epoxy to flow into, as opposed to aquarium rocks. But if you want rocks, fill mostly, capitalized, mostly with sand, then put rocks on top and allow time for epoxy to flow. Booper enhanced with stickers. Cool brand the suede with something stupid. Pisneff. Oh, that's an idea. Yeah. Okay. Pisneff would be good and funny. Did you know Tim Mahogany used Pisneff on some number releases? People might think it's a number dinger. And I guess we'll leave it at that for now. Okay, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show in which Tobe emails people about strange projects and good movies, because that's what I like. I do enjoy good movies, although I haven't watched a movie in a little while. Yesterday and the day before, I did watch some more anime, and as you may or may not know, I do like shoujo anime, and I'm identifying a lot of fun tropes. One of my favorites is the main character girl is late for school. She comes running out of her house and around the corner, and she's got a piece of bread in her mouth, often toast. Sometimes it is buttered. Sometimes it is burnt. Sometimes it has jelly on it. And so I wait for that particular trope, and there's other ones that I look for too, like the cicada on the side of the tree. And others. The sakura blossoms blowing in the wind. The school festival. And the first shrine visit of the new year. Where are you going, Pippa? You coming back doing baby stuff? No? Okay. So yeah, I'm having a strange day. But the good news is I don't have to go anywhere. So is it more anime day today? It might be. What else do I have to do? I gotta do some stuff, but I can watch some anime tonight. What was that thing I watched yesterday? What was that called? I don't know. It was something in Japanese. It was pretty good. Oh, wait. No, it was called, Rakudai Kishin is something, and there was another one I wanted to watch, Hiyakoi, but I couldn't find the second episode. So I just watched this one episode of this one, and I thought, well, I really want to watch that. And then, of course, I couldn't watch it. Then I ran into something else that was interesting. I ran into a show called Sakura Trick. And I thought, okay, this looks like, you know, some good shoujo romance comedy farce, you know, the kind of thing that I like. And so I get it going, and yeah, okay, it's basically, you know, rom-com, farcical rom-com, the kind of stuff that I like, high school farce rom-com, but a little twist, and I was not expecting this. It is Yuri. Is that the word I'm looking for? If you know what I'm talking about, you're going, yeah. And I was not expecting this, nor was I seeking it out. But it's great. I watched, oh geez, I don't know, half a dozen episodes throughout the day between doing stuff. I'd watch an hour here and then do some stuff and watch another hour. So yeah, I think I've seen 6 episodes. And it's really good. I'm sort of shocked. I thought Yuri anime would always just sort of be sensationalism. You know, I've heard of it, but I've never really looked into it because it's not really my thing. And I always thought, well, it'll be, what's the word I'm looking for? There's a word that means, I cannot think. It's too early in the morning for me. But yeah, I just thought it would be all fan service. And don't get me wrong, there's some fan service, but they joke about it. That's actually, you know, they'll actually mention it in the show. So it's sort of this nod, the breaking down the fourth wall. And so that's kind of funny. They handle it nice and it's not too gross. It's not too obviously stupid. And it's not terrible. And I find it tolerable. So, yeah, I've been watching this. I'm going to watch a little bit more of this later today. Just because I like this story so far, and it's cute. And this tea is really good. And then, also yesterday, while I was on YouTube, I saw a video that said, oh, if you liked such and such an anime, you will also like these. So I thought, okay, I better watch that. So I watched that and I wrote down the titles so I would remember them. So I've got some other stuff on a list here. Yamada-kun, Masame-kun no Revenge, Tsukite i na yo, and Re-Life, among other things. Oh, and you know what else I saw last night? I saw a 10-minute video of a fan-made video of this guy talking about this one particular scene in Neon Genesis Evangelion. And it's the elevator scene. If you are a fan of Neon Genesis Evangelion, you know what I'm talking about. The famous elevator scene where Asuka and Rei are together in an elevator and they don't say anything for almost a minute. And so there's just this silence on the show for a minute. And yes, it was meant to be that way. And I think that's one of the most brilliant scenes. I mean, Neon Genesis Evangelion is a masterwork. Although these days, even though it's 25 years old, it's still genius. And these days, you find a lot of people, you know, finding fault with the people saying, oh, Neon Genesis sucks, and blah, 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 blah. Well, no, you just don't get it. Yeah, you're the kind of person that says, yeah, Shakespeare sucks. It's like, no, this one is just a little bit above and beyond what you're capable of understanding. It doesn't suck. It's just a little bit deeper than you think. And this guy made this video. One of the things that the detractors always talk about is the elevator scene. It's like, oh, they're just wasting time because they had no budget and didn't want to do any art. No. If that's all you got out of it, you need to watch it a few more times. Like 25 more times. Anyway, why am I ranting about this? Why am I going off on a rant about the elevator scene? I don't need to defend the elevator scene. But I'll tell you, it just made me want to watch some Neon Genesis. But I don't know. Do I want to get into that headspace? That show, I don't want to say it makes me depressed. It kind of makes me depressed, but it flips some switches in my brain that put me into a very weird headspace. Just because, well, you've seen it. You know how depressed the guy who directed that was. Jeez. But I want to watch some of those funny reboots that they did, the not reboots. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, it takes so long to explain this franchise that, oh, I can't really get into it right now. Not because I don't want to, but because we only have about 4 minutes left in the show, and it's going to take me a couple of episodes of Dubious Goals Committee, which will turn into Dubious Neon Genesis Evangelion Committee. But yeah, I haven't seen that in a little while, and there's some of those, the funny reboots that I want to see, because, oh, I don't even want to go into it. They're just cool. And maybe I should look into that. Maybe I should actually spend some money and buy those. I don't know. But yeah, that's what I think I'm going to do today. I'm going to watch me a little bit of anime. Wait, do I need... Now, I went to the store the other day. Do I need to... I do need to get some gasoline at some point, but that's not important. Don't need to do it today. What else was I going to do today? I don't think I was going to do much of anything. Sit around and play musical instruments. Talk to my cat. Watch some of that anime to see what happens with those characters. And blah, blah, blah. I can't remember. One thing I do like about this anime that I'm watching is that they actually show these high school students kissing. This, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, so what? It's like, well, right. But in the vast majority of shoujo romantic comedy farces, there's never any kissing. And at some point in time, you think, oh my gosh, here's the romantic thing. These two kids are standing on the beach. There's fireworks going off. They're leaning in. They're about to kiss. And when their lips get 1 inch apart, that's when a friend always shows up and says, oh, hey, you guys, what's going on? And then they get all embarrassed and don't kiss. That's the highlight. And that always drives me nuts. Because for me, as for me, watashi wa, kiss the girl. And it makes me nuts in these anime. Who are these for? Is it just that Japanese kids in high school don't ever, ever kiss? I don't think that's a probability. So it makes me crazy. It's like, oh, you know, nobody ever gets the girl. The girl never gets the guy, or she sort of does, but it's not really, and they never kiss. It's like, what kind of relationship is that? Jump on him. Attack the guy. He's not going to care. Trust me. He will be happy that you jump on him and start kissing him. Oh, well. But these are just fictional accounts. But I was surprised to see this particular anime, and even in the first 30 seconds of the credits, they show some teens kissing, and I'm like, what? They're actually going to kiss? And yeah, there's a kissing scene in every episode so far, which makes it very different than all the other anime of this genre that I have seen, especially since it's Yuri. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything. But I like it. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go. So, see you later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.